Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our hearts, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together.
Country and the world. This is Peace Talks on Life on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. I'd like to recommend to you a couple of websites this morning. I want to recommend that you can follow the activities of Now Time, the Now Time School for Awakening, and the Quantum Leap Transformational Center by going to www.nowtimeprophecies.org. Nowtimeprophecies.org. We keep our schedules posted there and information on how you can access the various programs. Right now, we're very active with the Now Time School for Awakening. In fact, this Saturday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock Central Time, that'll be 12 o'clock East Coast Time and 9 o'clock West Coast Time, we will be offering an online course. The name of that course is Dreams and Visions. So please join us if you're available. You can click on nowtimeprophecies.org, the Now Time School of Awakening, and find out what you need to do in order to receive your password, which is primarily taking care of the tuition, and then you can get your password to sign up for the course on Saturday. Hope you will join us. We're looking forward to an exciting course, learning how our dreams and visions affect our present state of being and how they can guide us forward on our life's path. So we hope to see you there tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time. So remember, adjust the time according to your time zone. The other website I'd like to refer you to is AudreyScottWilliams.com, and that's A-U-D-R-I, so AudreyScottWilliams.com. You can keep up with the work that I am personally involved in, and my calendar is there. So if you are interested in booking me for an activity in your community, a workshop and readings and so forth, and ceremony, please contact us. We are very excited about being active during this window of opportunity from 2012 on through 2015 and beyond. So, again, you can find out more about Audrey Scott Williams at www.audreyscottwilliams.com. Also, the person that you often hear online with me, calling in, checking in, who manages my calendar is Karen Hunter Watson, and check out what she's doing. She's an artist, she's a musician, she's a channeler, she's a spiritual wisdom teacher. What have I missed? She's so many things. Check out her website, KarenHunterWatson.com. So we're really excited about our show today because we're talking about our favorite subject, which is peace. And today is the International Day of Peace being celebrated all around the world. So again, remember, you're listening to Peace Talks. This is Now Time Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with some information on the International Day of Peace from the executive director of URI, who wrote a beautiful letter. And so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. On Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, you hear me refer to an organization that I sometimes slip into using the acronym URI. URI stands for United Religions Initiative. It is a global initiative, and I'm going to read its a statement about what it is. URI is a global grassroots interfaith network that cultivates peace and justice by engaging people to bridge religious and cultural differences and work together for the good of their communities and the world. Many, many things we do, from interfaith dialogue and peace building, working with young people and the environment and women. So many beautiful things that are happening in URI. I wanted to take a moment today. I received an email early this morning, I think it must have been, from the executive director of URI, Charles Gibbs. And I thought it was so beautiful, I wanted to share it with you. Dear friends, greetings of love and peace. As I write these brief greetings, it is already afternoon on the International Day of Peace in Australia. Day is dawning in Africa. It is an hour before midnight on Thursday here in California. All is still, but for an occasional call from the family of red-tailed hawks nestling in the eucalyptus trees on the hillside outside my bedroom window. I wish I could invite the entire world into the peace I feel at this moment, and I wish that peace could wash over this wounded world like a healing balm. Then I realize that through the observance of the International Day of Peace around the world, healing balm is washing over the world. Maybe it's just a tiny beginning and not enough to quench the flames of violence raging in our time, but great floods begin with a few drops of rain. May the deluge of peace begin. I wish you all a blessed IDP. I just thought that was so beautiful this morning, and I made a commitment as soon as I read it that I wanted to share it with our listening audience, because sometimes we, working in peace, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed. One thing, peace is such a broad concept, so you have to give it a sense of definition. And I know that for us on all of our walks, peace has always been passionately engaged, affecting community everywhere. You could also say passionately engaged, affecting compassion everywhere. So working in the field of peace, you have to give that energy of peace a grounding in terms of what's important to you. And so with the United Religions Initiative, it's all about interfaith and interfaith dialogue and reaching all pockets, not only the different faith-based traditions, but also youth, women, all the various organizations that are working in the various faith-based traditions to bring us all together to talk about how do we end religiously motivated violence, how do we build cultures of peace. And so organizations like URI or United Religions Initiative and others around the world have a big task. So it's so easy to become overwhelmed. You know, you wake up sometimes and you say, oh, my gosh, you know, how is anything I'm doing affecting peace in the world? You know, it just becomes that sense of just overwhelm. And then you have to stop and think. And I thought that letter was so profound, is that, you know, the floods come with just a few drops at a time. And peace. You know, that analogy of peace being the same way, that, you know, just sort of these small things that we're all doing in comparison to the work to be done, and yet it's these small things that start that deluge of peace coming forward on the planet. So don't think whatever you're doing on behalf of peace, love, and compassion in the world that it has no impact. Everything has an impact. And so don't get hung up. And that I remember when we were walking across the world and across the country, and even now as we talk about our experiences and share them with communities, the most often asked question is, how could you put so much energy into doing all of this for peace when there's never really been peace on a global level and probably never will be? And, you know, we had to realize that within ourselves, we had to find that answer, or it's hard to be out here justifying why you're making the sacrifices, you know. And for us, it became, you know, this a lot tied up in how we tell the story, how we tell the story of our human family, how we tell the story from a historical perspective, not just the bad, but what's the beauty that has come out of everything. You know, and we all have our stories. You know, we all have our stories. But we also all have our transformative moments that have lifted us out of those stories to achieve great peace. And I think that a part of us beginning to have a consciousness of peacemaking and peace building is to begin to tell those stories as well. so that we can see that peace isn't something that's foreign. It's just that the other story is much more pervasive, because for every act of violence that's performed in a family, in a community, in a nation, on a global scale, there are thousands of acts of peace that are happening that are untold in families, in communities, and in nations. So we also have to balance the storytelling so that we can see that, yes, peace is not only possible, it's happening. I wanted to also share with you a quote from the Diary of Now Time Prophecies. There is no greater opportunity than the opportunity presented in this very moment, for every moment is filled with infinite possibilities. It is our preoccupation with past events and future possibilities that often prevents us from developing an awareness of the power of the moment. Satisfy the moment. So on this International Day of Peace, let us fulfill this moment. Let us make it big, make it huge, so that it can begin to circle around the planet in such a profound way that we immediately see the results of it by the activities that are happening around us. So let us understand our conscious awareness as one. You know, let us understand that we are the totality. You know, in each one of us is the totality of human expression. So that when we see something that seems out of balance, let us look within, bring that into balance, and then project that out into the future as well. So today is the International Day of Peace. I've been talking about it, excuse me, as we have gone forward on these last three shows, Wednesday, Thursday, and now today. And what I have been stressing about the International Day of Peace is that this year the conversation around sustainable peace is quite prominent in the goals and intention for this International Day of Peace. And as I said yesterday, I'm really encouraged by that, because often in some of the circles that I've been in, peace has always been a conversation around sustainable development, and absolutely we need sustainable development. But if we don't deal with the root causes of many of the conflicts that are, you know, directly occurring on every continent, we can't really create a sustainable development program. And if we are basing those programs on the extraction of fossil fuels and other minerals and water and so forth from our planet and cutting down trees, that's not sustainability. That's addressing an immediate need that is often driven by disproportionate sharing of resources that ultimately leads us right back in the same position that we are, because we're fighting over something that we feel is a limited supply, and yet we have a huge demand. So let us begin to bring balance to what it is that we truly need in our lives to be sustainable ourselves, and what areas of our lives can we look at and make changes in to ensure our own sustainability. And then remember, it's the values behind all of that that really make this all work, that really makes it all possible. If I don't value peace, then I'm going to keep generating conflict. And if I keep generating conflict, I can't get to a sustainable position in my life, because all of my resources are going to be going into what I'm doing to act out against peace. If I'm not healthy and whole and healing whatever is going on with me and forgiving those things that have occurred in my personal life or the life of my lineage, then the resources that it takes for me to sustain that anger and that fear and that frustration are being taken away from what's possible to create sustainability in terms of our planet. And so then what have we done in all of that? We've lessened the likelihood that we're going to be able to create a sustainable future. And again, the International Day of Peace offers people globally a shared date, September 21st, every year, to think about how individually we can contribute to ensuring that natural resources are managed in a sustainable manner, thus reducing potential for disputes and paving the road to a sustainable future. Okay, the future we want. That's what sustainability is all about. That's how it's defined for us at the International Day of Peace. And if you want to learn more, you can go to www.un.org and put in Peace Day, International Peace Day, or International Day of Peace, because that's where, you know, the International Day of Peace was initiated, from the United Nations. So let's think about ourselves as being, we all love peace. What does that mean to us, and how do we live into that peace? And then it could be like those little drops of rain that ultimately lead to a huge flood. You know, we flood the planet with the whole energy and vibration of peace, thus bringing about tremendous shifts in how we live our lives, how we live our lives together, and how that filters into our political and cultural environment, how it filters into how we treat one another, and therefore how we treat Mother Earth. We want a sustainable future. It has to begin by creating sustainable peace on the planet. I know Dr. Martin Luther King used to talk about how, in his Vietnam speech, how our ability and capacity to utilize resources for the poor were so caught up in supporting a militaristic economy or a military economy that we didn't have anything to help the poor in our country at that time. This was during the Vietnam War. He wasn't speaking out against the soldiers who were involved in the war. He was speaking about the idea of the war itself and feeding that war with resources that were taking away from what the particular needs of our country for those people who were most in need, especially as it became revealed about how the war was really a special interest war. And so we have to look at those things. You know, if we're talking about we want peace and we're supporting a wartime economy, then is that possible? You know, what do we want our leadership to reflect? Okay, what do we want our leadership to reflect? So if we want our leadership to reflect our peace, we must take time to think about what is our political stance, what is our social and cultural stance, and how do we live that? How do we express that? How do we have the courage to be with that in our day-to-day living? Because what we see on a global scale or a national scale is simply the outpicturing of the collective body. So that if we have bought into a scarcity consciousness, then what we're going to do is fight to preserve that which we have, because we don't want somebody else getting something from us. We have to hold on to that. Well, that's not quite right. You know, even in quantum physics, but let's make it even simpler than that. Even if you look at how we have lived on Mother Earth for all these hundreds, some say millions of years, she's still providing the resources that we need in spite of our misuse of those resources, in spite of our raping of the mother, if you will, in many of the circles that I travel in, especially in the indigenous communities. It's often referred to as the raping of the mother, the unconscionable taking away from her to satisfy our ever-growing consumerism consciousness. So all these things factor into peace and sustainability. Karen's on the line. Karen, did you want to add anything to this conversation today?
I just wanted to say that I'm happy to be able to see another day of international peace, and I believe with all my heart that as we continue to acknowledge the fact that peace is possible by the things that we see happening, that people are growing in so many leaps and bounds in so many different ways, that peace is actually something that is that we can really look forward to as time goes on. So I'm just happy to be here again and to know that I do have something to look forward to in my lifetime, when my children can look forward to something better in life as we are all learning to grow and become more and more of who we are and who we want to be. So I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. You're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Scott Williams. You just heard from Karen Hunter Watson, who is, there in all aspects of what we're doing here with the Now Time School for Awakening. You heard at the top of the hour music by Mystic Column called Peace Together Peace. And the Now Time theme written by composer John Ware. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So hold on, and we'll see you in about 30 seconds. Welcome back to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. We also have in studio Karen Hunter Watson. And many of you know us as those crazy ladies that took off around the planet, carrying their poor little mama with them, and walking and doing it all in the name of peace. Well, you know, it's peace is important to us, and sometimes you got to put some people say your money where your mouth is, where sometimes you have to put your feet where your mouth is, so sometimes you have to walk the talk. And so walking for peace was the most profound and powerful way that we felt we could make an impact, where those around us could see that we meant business, that this time is a time of doing the extraordinary, ordinary people doing extraordinary things to make great change on the planet. There is no mystery one person going to show up on the earth right now to say, here's the way, follow me, I'm going to make it happen for you. This is truly a time, as many of our prophets and spiritual teachers have taught us, when we must embrace the greatness of who we are and walk that walk, and we'll meet all of our fellow walkers along the way, and we will make a change. Here's a quote I wanted to share. It is the dreamer, the subconscious manipulator who sees things by looking through the mental darkness. Therefore, see things for yourself and see them in a way that mysterious universe. That actually comes from Marcus Garvey. You know, that mysterious universe will be unveiled. It reminds me of one of the quotes on the Isis temple about how all these things she can do, seeing into the past, the present, and the future, and no mortal man can ever unveil that. So, until now. So what that basically is saying, that in our mortality, we are limited in our capacity to see and to affect change. But as we begin to embrace ourselves, we step into what I call that superhuman person that's inside, that truly is our divine higher selves, that can see all things. And from that perspective, make choices for the highest good of all humanity. Powerful time you're living in. Don't miss the moments. You start out this day today, think about what is it that you're going to do, one act today that you're going to do that's going to resonate your highest frequency. What is the one act that you are going to embrace today, big or small? One thing you're going to do that's going to vibrate out into the universe at your highest frequency, at the frequency that you are dreaming of your possibilities. Have the courage to step towards that. Take one action today. That's all I'm asking you on this International Day of Peace. Stand for your highest self, your highest potential of who you are capable of being, because as you do that, those around you are affected by that same energy. Those around them are affected by that same energy. And before you know it, we're all feeling that deluge of peace that comes one act of peace at a time, one consciousness of peace at a time. Have a great week. I'll be back to you next Friday on our regularly programmed Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. And enjoy the International Day of Peace. Keep peace in the forefront today. May all of us collectively together shift the course of this planet. So in peace and love, I say thank you for joining us here. Peace Talks on Now Conversation, Now Time Radio. Take care now. Have a great week.